Brothers Scott and Seth Avett have been making music together as part of the band The Avett Brothers for almost 25 years. Early in their career, they say they worked at a relentless pace, constantly writing, recording, and touring, then moving on to the next thing. Scott Avett remembers one time when a producer warned the band.
He said, you boys don't know when to hold back. You have no idea when to hold back.
Scott says their latest album, called simply The Avett Brothers, is evidence not of holding back, but of spending time with. That is because the album, which has been in the making since 2019, was given a forced pause due to COVID.
Whether we speak up or we are silent.
The brothers even had studio time booked when the pandemic hit, but the pause, a break they say they probably needed anyway, gave them the space to record very, very slowly.
We have listened to this record much, much more than we've recorded it. Much, much more.
Is there an example of a song on this album that you would point us to where that time spent really just paid off?
The first one that comes to mind for me would be Forever Now.
Now, how gone is yesteryear?
So Scott had the initial idea for the song. I don't know when that happened. I don't know how developed it was. All I know is that at some point, either he sent me a voice memo or I found it on an idea tape of his in some capacity. And then, you know, some more time passed, and then it took another step, and then some more time passed. And then just the other day, we played it live for the first time on stage. And I don't know how many years, you know, it took for, like, you know, that level of fruition.
Maybe 10.
Yeah, maybe 10, maybe 10 years. But, like, it seems to me now at this point that losing track is a good sign.
And how far am I away from you?
What can you tell us about the story, the ideas behind that song?
You know, it's an aspiration to experience what the people that have gone before us that tell us of God, to share in that, and to say it in a practical way, to say, I want some of what he's having, or I want some of what she just said. I guess the subject of the song is also, you know, this idea that every moment is possibly eternity, and every distance is possibly infinite. You hear about it and you experience it, you get catch glimpses of it, and then you long, there's a longing for that.
The first single on your new album is called Love of a Girl, and it is this really fast, fun, rock and roll sort of jam song.
I got regrets, all damn, gotta get one hit.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
The way that I envision Scott writing songs, and, you know, like Scott and I being so close, it's often less a musical idea and more of an energy idea.
Mm.
And that's not like really the case with me very often, but with Love of a Girl, that was the case. But as I was writing it, I was hearing, like, this is going to be awesome because Scott and I will go back and forth like the Beastie Boys. You know, it'll be like mid-phrase, you know, you'll jump ship and it'll be a different vocal.
Speaking of the Beastie Boys, their original producer, Rick Rubin, he also produced this record. Scott says the band has a long-standing relationship with Rubin.
Rick has had our back in many ways, more than just creatively, also business-wise, and that's been it's been a real gift and a real blessing to have his friendship.
Is there any one song where you really feel like your creative partnership with him is most evident?
One that comes to mind is Cheap Coffee.
Little hands building things, climbing mountains, tracing stars, chasing dreams.
We really went on a journey together with that one. It's kind of sonically set apart from the other songs on the record and from really any song we've recorded. And that's the product of a kind of a magical day, magical time in the studio with Rick. I'm singing it in real time, playing all the instruments in real time. Eventually, Rick turning all the lights off, you know, like the version you hear on the record we recorded in the dark, you know, like we couldn't even see the instruments.
Why in the dark?
I don't know, but it definitely had some effect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why in the dark necessarily, but it's like a sonic meditation is what it
right.
We committed to the time. It was a long process.
And it's a perfect example of a way and a path creatively that would never have happened without that partnership.
You all have been creating music together for so long. What do you think the secret is to that longevity? What keeps you coming back to it and to working with each other?
It's trust. It's a trust that's built in. Like it was presented to me as reality before I could speak or before I could walk, you know? My trust in that Scott has my best interests in mind is something that it would never occur to me to question that. And that's because we grew up together. I always think it's kind of a funny thing, like when sometimes, you know, my wife will ask me, like, what a certain line is about or something, and I'll realize, well, oh, and in my mind, I'm like, oh, Scott wrote that line, and I'll just say to her, like, I have no idea what that line's about, you know, like, we've never even talked about that, like, that, like, the level of trust is so high that we will make things together, and we don't even need to discuss it sometimes, you know?
What about you, Scott?
I think that my trust directs towards the reality that this is happening to us. We're not turning the dials. It's happening to us, and our trust allows us to surrender to that. We've been lucky and blessed to transform with each other, to change with each other, and watch this happening to us.
Life cannot be written. It only can be lived, an endless sea of vision, for each is born within.
We've been speaking with Scott and Seth Avett of the Avett Brothers. The Avett Brothers' new self-titled album is out now. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Juana.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll never be apart. No, I don't have to miss you. We'll never be apart.